Hello, you're listening to Glass Recording Podcast with Ian and Jem. Yeah, we're going to talk about last week's Glass Recording Festival, and that'll be it. You won't hear about it for a little while. Then we're going to have a chat about cafe gigs, inspired a bit by Jelly Records Glass Recording. Also, what we got up to last week and what we're getting up to this week. Right, we're going to kick the show off with a bit of Flo Parker, and this track is called The Wife. We kick the show off with a bit of Flo Parker, and welcome to the Glastonbury Corium podcast, after party podcast with Ian and Jem. All right, yes. Jem, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a great weekend last week. And for those that joined us, thank you for coming. And for those that really couldn't make it, wherever you are, there's always the 10th anniversary next year. We can talk about it now, can't we?
Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah,
last week. What did you get up to last week then, Ian?
Well, I was doing some sort of class recording stuff, you
Oh,
know.
right.
Really
We didn't
good.
know that, did we?
No.
No.
So no, it's I really enjoyed it. I must say, thanks to everyone who came along. It was really, really good. I'm just bowled over every time that we managed to get a lot of people along to all these venues and to go out and check out all the acts and you know, everyone, you know, we have great reports from all the people that came, and they're really enthusiastic, and they've got suggestions for next time, which we listen to and we take on board. And you know, they're glad to be a part of it. You know, it's just like one big family, isn't it, really?
It's that, but also for those that are not necessarily in that big family, it's a giant friendship group,
Yeah,
really.
you
It's a
know.
wonderful way. What I loved about it as well is that everyone chats to each other. It's what you want from a festival.
Yeah,
We
yeah.
know most festivals in the Southwest are pretty much like that, but because we're in a town, you're going to bump into each other in the town at different venues that you
Yeah.
might have had a coffee or a beer with earlier. And also, thanks to those that came from out slightly out of the area, it was really nice to see another festival, local festival, turned up, just seeing what we do. So,
Yeah.
a shout out to BozFest. Thanks for joining us at the assembly rooms. They were really enjoying some of the acts that we had on offer. So, as well as everyone from the community coming and from the wider part of the country, it's also nice to have local festivals joining us and supporting us as well.
It's really good. And another huge thanks to everyone who volunteered and helped out on the day and ran the stages, and to all the sound engineers and from all that side, and all the bands. You know, everyone was brilliant. You know, just really no hassle at all. It ran pretty damn all right, I think.
Do you know what? This is the first week that I can actually remember what I did last week.
Yeah.
I was nearly can pretend I've forgotten, because it's gone. It's not a week away, and yet it feels as a long time ago that we did this. I don't know why, but I
Yeah.
actually remember where I was. I was in the assembly rooms, and I snuck into the King Arthur, and I managed to make it to my fine at Delhi and meet up with Steve Parkhouse and saw Nigel D. Lowndes and caught
Yeah.
up with Onica Venus as well. So yeah, no, it was a really, really wonderful evening. And we stayed on, you know, that's it. We kind of managed to, when the last act's on, you can throw your virtual hair around, can't you, a bit more?
Yeah. And your last band was the Ushties. They were, I went round all the venues. On the only venue, the only act I didn't catch at the end was the Ushties. I caught a little bit of all the other acts in all the other venues, apart from the Ushties. So what were they like?
Well, first of all, shame on you, because you've missed out on a really
I have
fantastic
seen him before,
performance.
so I,
Yeah,
yeah.
no, but not a Glastonbury caller.
No, not a
No.
Glastonbury
So
caller.
I'm not going to let you get off lightly on this one. What were they like? Awesome, really. That's all I can say. It's just it kind of, I play them a lot on my Worldbeat show, and yet forget that, oh, there's a beatbox in it, because I sort of said when the band came in, where's your drums? Oh, we haven't got drums, we've got beatbox. Well, oh, I forgot. Yeah, brilliant. Dressed in wonderful costumes, great to have a trumpet within their repertoire. Wonderful group-like approach to get everyone dancing. So it was just one of those things where it was full, but you had space to throw your stuff, strut your feet, play your fingers, dress up, do what you wanted to do. And just fast rhythms, really. It's really lovely to hear fast rhythm that builds and goes slow. Everyone was up for it, and it was good because they started a little late because, you know, poor Doug on the sound, a big shout out to him getting the sound right, which he always does. But when you've got like an act, what, seven or eight people in it, it does take a bit of time. So
Yeah.
they kind of kicked off a little bit later, but we had a little bit of opportunities to go on a bit later as well to get the complete set. So yeah, really, really wonderful set. And it's the first time I've actually seen them live as well. So
Oh, wow. Did you have a dance? That's the thing.
what do you think?
Of course you did.
Course I did, yeah, down there, yeah, with my son and various friendship groups, yeah. And I was there. I also did a bit of a dance with Sam Evans's music. Was really good as well. I just thought, I asked if anyone wanted to dance with me, and everyone said no, and I can't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So then I connected with my dad's self and did it on my own. Yeah, no, really liked to. It's great when you're towards the end of the evening and you can just say it's a wrap, but we've still got a bit of time just to go for it.
Yeah, you've still got a bit of time. No, it's really good. Really good. All right, let's play a bit of music and then we'll have a bit more of a chat about glass recording. Okay, this is a brand new track by OK Bye, and it's called IDK.
I'm not afraid to die. your blessings.
Make sure to unlearn all toxic lessons from society.
I'm trying, but I'm failing.
And the fear of no escaping. Does it ever get clearer?
Or is the end just getting nearer?
Why are we trying so sick of trying? I'm this so deep down.
Okay, that's the latest one by Kite Thief called Ambivalent. And yeah, sort of more about Glastonbury Calling, really. So yeah, you talked about your venue. I mean, the Arthur was really good. There was, like, I think the bands who went down the best were Adult Leisure right at the start. Everyone absolutely loved them. They were
well, really, I was there for it. And we were talking about it last week, weren't we? And I just thought, in case I miss a whole set, I've just got to go and see them. They were amazing. Love them.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Lead singer. What? Top dollar.
And they're, I know, and they're a band that appeal to a wide span of people as well.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not a punk band. They're not an indie band. They're not, you know, they're a little bit poppy as well. They've got real good tunes. They're entertaining. Yeah. I mean, they were really, really good.
A really good set. And, you know, in fact, the singer, I don't know the singer's name, so sorry, but it'd be nice to have said hello. But we'll say it's saying, this feels like a packed audience for 2:30 in the afternoon. It was crowded, wasn't it? And it really felt like a headline. We were talking about, you were talking about it, not me, about how the headliner is not the headliner because they're playing the middle of the day, but they are the middle of the day because they are a headliner. Do you remember that conversation a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, they were that, weren't they?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And lots of people rocked up there to go and watch him, which was brilliant. You know.
And then I was disappointed to miss Dreamwave. I wanted to see Angirl. So tell me what the others. Did you manage to catch other
acts? Yeah, I caught a bit of Dreamwave. They were really good. And it was quite busy in there. I mean, they played it a couple of years ago, actually, at the Rifleman's. They sneaked in and did a bit of a set there 2 years ago. So we got a bit of history with them. And yeah, they were really good. And that girl, oh, what a band. They yes. were just, I mean, everyone was saying how good they were. And yeah, they were rocky with a bit of pop in it. Yeah. And sing-alongs and great fun and just a proper entertaining live act, really.
Yeah. Now, my son was down there sitting. He said they were great. Gutted to miss them, actually, because seen Johnny play with Sam Evans, it would have been lovely to see. Because Girl, what was really lovely is how Girl were at the assembly rooms watching Sam Evans and the band play together before they went down to the Arthur. I really like that camaraderie amongst the music network and world.
Yeah, and what I found, I sort of like, I'd worked my way from the bottom of town to the top of town, and it wasn't till later on I got my car, because I would have got the car, I left it at the Rice, but just the nuisance of trying to get it parked up and downtown, and so I picked it up later on. But you know, I'd start at the bottom of the town and I'd go and make sure one venue's all right and the other venue's all right, and then all the way up, and then finish up the Rice, and then it'd be like, God, 2 hours have gone. Like, I am hardly, you know, we both, me and Karen between us, I think the maximum we caught was about 15 minutes of any one set. That was it. We got loads of little bits of everyone, but we didn't see like a full set of even like a half set of anyone. So, you know, like I was saying, I missed Ushties, but I saw sort of like 10 minutes of each of the final acts. And and then went back down and caught a bit of Billy in the Lowground in the Rice, and they were, I mean, I've seen them before quite a few times, actually, when they played at Farm Festival quite a bit, and they're such a good live band, and seven piece, you know, just folk rock. Everyone enjoyed it. It was like rammed in there for them. I mean, they probably had, I would have thought, the biggest crowd of the day in the Rikes. I mean, they really knocked it out of the park. I mean, they are such a good band. And caught a bit of semantics, so it's hanging about just to watch the first couple of songs, make sure you went on all right. It was very, very busy in there for semantics in the assembly room. Sorry, not the assembly rooms, in the Avalon Club. And that was that worked really well as a new venue. People found it and checked out, and it was great having a little bar upstairs. And it was great. I mean, people loved the room. They didn't realise that room was up there, you know, and sort of like a bit of a Art Deco type room. And it was great fun. I was so pleased.
I never made it to the Avalon Club. Yeah. Shame. I just didn't get a chance, or to the Rifes, and I'd like to have spent a sort of a few moments in there, but another time. And it was a good to have different kinds of music that suits different venues. And I think that's the match that we succeeded in. I hope everyone will agree with us, getting the right balance of acts for the venue that they're playing in. Depending on the type of music that they play.
So we're, you know, going forward now, we're already got the dates booked in for Glastonbury Calling 2025, our 10th anniversary. We've got.
Do you feel old? Do you feel old? Because that makes
I'll
me.
I'll be 60 really... then, so I will be old.
Oh, okay. Oh, not as old as me, but it's gone quickly though, hasn't it? I still remember the first one, nine years ago, whenever it was, where you had this dreamt up idea thinking, okay, this could work. And here we are.
Yeah. So we got the next one booked in. I'm a lot more on it to get things booked nice and early for this one, because it's such a special one. And I think we want to get the acts that we want. We've got to get them in the headlining. We've got to get them booked in early because they tend to get booked up. And so I've already booked a couple of really good acts that I'm really chuffed to have booked anyway. And I think...
And who are they, Ian?
I'm going to say. anyway, so really pleased with that. So I plod along, book a couple a week up until July. And then I reckon we'll make an announcement early July. And tickets will bomb out. And that'll tie up nicely with the fact that I'm involved at Summerstock and I'm involved at the Godney Gathering. And we never really utilise the fact that the great opportunities these people give us to be involved at their festivals. And I never really utilised that. I always sort of like get the lineup later in the year. So we're going to have it out and then hopefully put a lot of information out at those festivals and hope and try and sell a lot of tickets nice and early. Cause I think with what we've got booked already and what we're going to get booked, I think we could sell quite a few tickets to this one anyway. Mm. So really, really excited about that. And that's the plan. So we have a plan. And
it's a long way to wait from the 10th to the 18th or the 21st, isn't it? So the 10th has got to be the one that while we have energy in our legs, movement in our hands.
Yeah. Well, the 10th one, I'm 60. So if we reach the 20th or 21st, I'm going to be 71. So.
No comment.
Let's really celebrate the 10th one.
It's the best chance of mobility, isn't it, next year for us? Yeah.
Yeah, let's really celebrate the 10th one. It's going to, it's a big milestone. And, let's get stuff nailed in. And if I've got it all booked in, and, especially while people have got the enthusiasm. And we've got the tickets on sale now, so people can get, and people have been going on buying tickets. The reason I put them on sale a little bit early was in case people wanted to book hotels and things like that at a cheaper rate for next year. Mm. And while they've got the enthusiasm of just after this event. So, and we've already sort of like sold a few tickets anyway. So, but I think once we make the announcement, especially in July, we'll sell quite a lot more tickets, especially for what we charge. All right, let's play some more music. Nick Parker's got a new album out, and this is the title, leading track of it, not the title track, and it's a track called Small Talk.
Station, leaving plenty of time for me to park and figure out how to pay. Shuffled over to the platform, mingled with the other cattle. We were herded onto the train. And all the sheeted up commuters, booted up computers, I heard a woman next to me say, isn't it good to be out again? But I just froze, cause I've forgotten how to do small talk. My tongue has fallen out with my brain. The words are there, but clinging to the skin of my teeth, and they don't seem to want to escape. I couldn't talk for my country, I represented my town. But now the words are sitting up upon the roof of my mouth, and they don't seem to want to come down. No, they don't seem to want to come down. Plenty of time for me to park and settle down for the night. And a couple in a camper camping next to me said, why don't you join us in a bottle of wine? So I went to find a blanket, I was given a Pinot and drank it as I sat within a foot of the fire. They asked me, where have you come from and how is the drive? But I just froze, cause I've forgotten how to do small talk. My tongue has fallen out with my brain. The words are there, they're clinging to the skin of my teeth, and they don't
don't seem to wanna escape. I gotta talk for my country. I represent in my town. And now the words are sitting up upon the roof of my mouth, and they don't seem to wanna come down. There was a time my conversation would fly faster than a Jedi interceptor to the
Okay, that's Woohoo by Dry White Bones. And what was another great thing about Glastonbury Calling was the My Fine Deli one and Jelly Records working there. I think the fact that Jelly Records ran the stage added a bit of kudos definitely to what was going on there. They put on some great acts, and it was great because it had a lovely little cafe atmosphere, and it was busy in there all the time for all the acts, and people going in there for something to eat and listening to some lovely music. But yeah, I mean, cafe gigs, they're really nice, aren't they? Lovely atmosphere, something a bit different.
I never really knew much about cafe gigs, and then sort of I still have a sort of an interest and love for Americana music. And in Nashville, never been. There's a famous cafe called Bluebird Cafe. There is actually almost the Blue Note Cafe in Glastonbury on the High Street. Yeah. But there they would have all these really famous acts that were played. It's built up a reputation over the decades. And when I dropped in for a short period of time to My Fine Deli, I just thought, this is really nice. I actually needed some food. I managed to get myself a falafel burger and sat down for a bit eating it before zipping back to the assembly rooms. But the acoustics in there was amazing.
They were lovely.
Really good sound. So top dollar to everyone, Sean, that was there on the sound, and also to Steve for doing it. And a really nice, varied sort of lineup of artists playing there. And it's quite nice hearing the chinking of a coffee or a teapot while music is being played. There's something ambient about the sound of a little bit of a espresso being made or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
While you're watching music. I really like the idea of cafe gigs. Yeah,
they're quite chilled out, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you were talking about Bluebird Cafe. There's a Bluebird Cafe over Wedmore as well.
That's right. And they do music as well, don't they?
Music.
Yeah. I've not yet been there.
They've got the Shallings on there this weekend.
Oh.
And then John Perry, Fiddleback the following week. Sunday Jazz. They do Sunday Jazz there once a month. Ollie Howard the week after that. So it's all local artists. I haven't been up there yet for a cafe gig. But might be worth checking out. Do you know who's in the Shallings?
Dan, isn't it?
Ah, you see, you know your stuff, don't you? Yeah, Dan Shaw.
He's gigging around. He's obviously back enjoying his music, which is great. And that would be a gig I'd be interested in if I wasn't working, since I'm working Saturday. But we'll talk about that shortly.
Yeah, yeah. All right, lovely. Yeah. Anyway, let's play some more music. Bit of the Ley Lines, they're going to be busy this summer playing loads of festivals and what have you. This is Sorry My Friends.
Sorry, my friends, but I have to tell you it's true. while you were through. The good times came and passed without us knowing. You must have been blind if you didn't see the cracks that were showing. Oh, it's been a long time coming for me. It's been a long time.
Sing the sum of our love.
Yeah, that's the Sum of Our Love by Will Cartwright, who is playing at the King Arthur this Thursday. I forgot to say about the Ley Lines as well. They're I saw him posting, they're recording a new album just out, up the road in Orchard Studios. So I was trying to wangle my way in there to go and see if I could see him record it, get a sneaky preview of some of the songs, and we'll have to see when they go back in there.
And did you wangle?
No, I haven't wangled yet. I really want to wangle. I really want to wangle.
That sounds like a kind of an Ant and Dec song, doesn't it? I really want to wangle.
I really want to wangle. Yeah,
you could go into sort of fizzy pop, and you could be on Saturday Night TV being a quiz, because you do quizzes. You could be a quiz host, and then you could come on stage in your big white suit singing, "I really want to wangle."
Saying about that quiz host, right? Pushing my postman's trolley all around Glastonbury. Virtually every pub in Glastonbury is doing a quiz. Considering I have been a professional quiz host, how many of them have actually asked me if I'd be interested in doing a pub quiz?
How many of them know that you've done that?
Well, I don't know. But
yeah, exactly. Well, you if you don't know, how do you expect them to know?
Yeah, I know. I know.
No, you just said you know. No, let's press that pause button. I've got the brakes down. You just said in one sentence, "I don't know. I don't know. Yes, I know." So do you know or don't you know?
Well, I used to post about it on social media, so it depends how many of them followed me on social media.
Oh, I see. You got to keep in the limelight. You know, just imagine you're someone like Meryl Streep, you know, talented actress, probably not a quiz master like you. And after a while, people forget, you know, so you've got to keep yourself out there.
I think people still remember Meryl Streep's talented actress.
I suspect they do, but we all remember you as a quiz master.
Yeah. All right, so let's tell you gigs coming up this week, and there's a few of them. Will Cartwright, as I said, is playing at King Arthur on Thursday. There is a special one event at Benedict Church, If Music Be the Food of Love. So it's to pay for all the food. They have special soup kitchen and that lunchtimes there. And they've got music from Rossi, Jenny Bliss, Jasmine Frank, John Cousins, and plenty more there. So all that's going on Thursday. I think it's a fiver in advance, so you can pay more on the door, something like that. On Friday at the King Arthur, Dogs Roar are playing. Micro Glade at the Red Brick Building, Techno Trance Night. Charlotte Mabba is playing the Sari Bonga in Glastonbury, anyway. I'll have to learn that one. On Saturday, RJ Stewart and guests at the Assembly Rooms. Sweet Chunks Band and B-Sides are playing the King Arthur. Black River of Rats are at the Rifleman's, and Salt House are playing at Strode Theatre. And then on Sunday, to end off the bumper weekend at King Arthur, Undercover Hippie is playing there as well. So lots and lots on this weekend. And that's a good double bill for you if you're into that sort of stuff. Sweet Chunks on the Saturday and then Undercover Hippie on the Sunday. You know. People might come down.
I think from that list, Undercover Hippie, anytime for me. Yeah. Love seeing them solo and also in a band. Salt House has come up. I mean, I really like Salt House. They're playing at Strode Theatre. It's a really nice theatre in Street. Really comfy seats as well. Got a real theatre-like feel. So I
that's
might
because you've got
find
more
that
leg
one.
Room there.
Yeah, I need that. Yeah. And otherwise, I start to clam up with these. You know, I need extra leg room. Yeah, so that's probably the two that I would
You'd
be interested in.
Yeah. Talking of leg room, I went to cinema last night anyway, saw a new Dune movie. That was
Dune movie, okay.
Yeah,
and
Dune
what do you think?
Dune, it was really, really good. Really, really good. Like, you know, it's part of a trilogy, and it's definitely up where there with, like, because it's the second one of the trilogy, and it's definitely up there with, I would say, the second Lord of the Rings movie and the second original Star Wars movie. It's definitely up there as the second movie. It's just epic.
And how many hours did it last?
2 hours 40, I think.
That's a long time, isn't it?
That is a long time. But I had a nice, comfortable seat, and I booked it. So you get, you know, when you get those seats where no one sat in front of you, I booked one of those. So we just like sat there and chilled out. It's great.
And where did you see them?
And that was at Cineworld in Yeovil. They were doing a special deal. So on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, it's $6.99 a ticket. But then if you use your Meerkat thing on Tuesday and Wednesday, you get two tickets for the price of one. So it worked out £7 for two tickets to watch a good movie. Can't go wrong with that.
You get this, everyone. You got to use your Meerkat in order to get a ticket to go to a cinema. I mean, what does it mean?
I know.
You know a lot. You've said you know so much. I don't know. You know.
No, because I'm a skinflint. Anything to save money.
Well, it's not that. We all are affected by cost of living. You know, that's not that.
No, I know, and everyone...
But I don't understand how the Meerkat gets into this equation.
If you've had a quote...
Yes.
On comparethemarket.com, if you put in a quote and you've got your insurance, renew your car insurance or your house insurance or life insurance or whatever, you know, any of those sort of things, or do your broadband. So I renewed my broadband, and so I got, you know, and then for the following 12 months you get half price cinema whenever you want half price cinema, like on Tuesday and Wednesday. You get a special code, so you just put the code in when you buy the ticket. Remember in the past they used to have Orange Wednesdays and Orange, you know, it's like that.
So everyone, we got Meerkat, now we got Orange Wednesday, now we got Blue Fridays. I don't know anything about this. You know, this is just beyond me. Is Glastonbury Calling still independent, or was that a product placement thrown into this podcast?
We're independent, but if compared to Meerkat wanted to give us, like, I don't know, £3,000 to sell buy one get one free tickets, we certainly consider it, wouldn't you? You know,
I couldn't comment. I like the idea of being independent.
No. But you know, it was really good, and it's really handy if you're trying to do things on the cheap and you like going out. You know, I know you like going out as well, and you want to go out and do stuff, and you can find sort of cheaper ways of doing it. And it's
I got to confess that I actually have a couple of cinema tickets on my phone through a different source.
Yeah.
And I haven't used it, so I'm going to end up, it's costing me more. It runs out after a while, and I suspect it already has run out. So I'm not very good. I buy the voucher and never use it. So it's never cheap for me because I never remember to get around to using it or can't find the actual code or whatever. So I'm not very good at this stuff. Anyway, nothing but a Meerkat or an Orange Tuesday or a Blue Friday.
Mm.
I think before I get even more spangled.
Or you could go for a Blue Monday.
Yes, I could be. Or a Happy Monday.
Or a Happy Monday, yeah.
I think it's time to go, don't you think? Have we got anything else we need to talk about?
No, I think it's time to go. Yeah, we've rattled on enough.
Yeah.
People are probably fed up of us by now.
I don't think so. I hope not. No. Anyway, once again, thanks a lot, everyone, for joining us at Glastonbury Calling. It was an absolute delight having you with us. And we look forward to the 10th next year. So do look out on the Glastonbury Calling webpage, our lovely webpage, plus also Facebook, if you can get into it, because I got locked out like others did yesterday, to see the latest news coming straight for you.
Yeah, see the latest news. Anyway, thanks for listening. We're going to finish up with Undercover Hippie and Monkey Suit. And goodbye, and you'll hear from us next week, and we'll be talking just general rubbish rather than that's recording stuff next week.
But recycled rubbish. We are very keen on recycling.
Yeah, we like recycling it.
Cheerio, everybody.
All right, have a good one.
I met her on the dance floor, must have been about 3. I could tell by the way she's looking at me that she likes me. So I go and say hello. What's your name? Well, she tells me it's Flo, and I know that pretty soon we're gonna dance. Maybe later there could be some romance, and I'm thinking, oh, I might take a chance. Oh, and suddenly she's holding my hand. Oh, oh, I'm thinking I could be her man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm figuring she might be the one. Whoa, oh, I can feel her hand is on my bum. Yeah, and I'm thinking that maybe we could be drinking back at my place. So I put my hand to her face, trace the line of her cheek. I tell her we can stay in bed for the whole of next week. And she smiles at me, she says so evenly, you know, that'll be just fine with me if I didn't have a boyfriend. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I could be your friend. Whoa, whoa, ha, ha, if I didn't have a boyfriend. Yeah, yeah. But I do, so got to keep my hands off you. So feeling rejected, I head back to the bar. Frustrated to have got so far, then get knocked back. So now I'm knocking back ajar. When suddenly I spot this hottie from afar, and the next thing I know she's next to me, asking if I wanna do some ecstasy. My curiosity gets the best of me, because the look that she's giving says sex to me. And I think that maybe we're falling in love. Whoa. Well, her lips, they fit me like a glove. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I lean in and whisper in her ear, whoa, baby, let's get out of here. She takes me by the hand, says that'll be just grand if I didn't have a boyfriend. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I could be your friend. Whoa, whoa, oh, 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 if I didn't have a boyfriend. Yeah, yeah. But I do, so got to keep my hands off you. Off you. Off you. Oh, my hands off you. Oh, my hands off you. It's time to leave now, my head is aching. My heart can't take another breaking. I should be taking a taxi home alone, not procrastinating. But then I feel a hand on my hips, and I turn around and see those lips. Her makeup painted on so thick that I swear it's dripping on her chips. And she looks me in the eyes, she says, I love that sexy guy. But I see through the lies, I see through the smile, cause I'm getting wise. You've got a boyfriend, haven't you? I've heard it all before, you can't be my friend. Yeah, I know your game, love. Yeah, you got a boyfriend. Well, I can see it in your eyes. She says, actually, I'll have you know I don't thank you very much. But if I didn't have a husband, 6 kids and a dog, well, maybe I would give you a snog. But I do, yeah, in fact, that's him over there, the one coming at you waving that chair. And I think that, well, boy, you better run, otherwise you're gonna come get some. And I think I must run all the way home if I didn't have a boyfriend. So I've got to keep my hands if I didn't have a boyfriend. But na 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 na, I could be your friend. Whoa, if I didn't have a boyfriend, have a boyfriend, have a boyfriend, have a boyfriend, but I do. So I've got to keep my hands off you.